Analgesia nel travaglio.
What is it? Why is it performed?
Pain perception, management and tolerance during childbirth are extremely subjective factors. For some women, pain can be a strongly negative event, and if intense, prolonged or psychologically unaccepted, can produce negative effects on the well-being of mother and baby. Analgesia in the peridural space is considered the most effective method to counteract it.
What is it?
It is a method aimed at reducing the pain that naturally occurs during labor through the use of analgesic drugs. The procedure involves introducing a needle into the lumbar intervertebral space. A very thin catheter of soft plastic material is then inserted through the needle, through which the drugs are administered.
What are the benefits?
Peridural analgesia produces the reduction of pain during labor while maintaining skin sensitivity and the sensation of contraction and pushing. You will be conscious and relaxed, able to walk and cooperate with the midwife, actively participating in the delivery.
To whom is it administered?
To women who wish to actively deliver with help in pain control, except in cases where contraindications exist, such as, for example, coagulation alterations, severe infections, the presence of extensive tattoos in the lumbar area, or special obstetrical conditions. It may be recommended in women suffering from conditions as obesity, hypertension, diabetes, some heart diseases, and severe myopia, subjects who are at greater risk of complications during the stress of labor.
When is it administered?
Whenever you want, at any time of active labor, you can request to contact the anesthetist who positions the catheter and performs the first administration of medication. Later, you can request additional administrations of analgesic boluses, thus prolonging pain control throughout labor and delivery as needed. Should it become necessary to perform a cesarean section, the presence of the catheter can be taken advantage of by administering an anesthetic dose of the drugs.
Are there any side effects?
Sometimes there may be widespread itching, never intolerable and always transient, and a modest rise in temperature, especially in prolonged labor. Accidental puncture of the dura mater during the peridural catheter placement maneuver is very rare. It may result in the onset of an intense but benign and transient headache. These can interfere with your normal life in the early postpartum days and thus making necessary to extend the length of hospital stay. Only very rarely it requires, in addition to rest, further therapeutic measures. Severe neurological complication, peridural hematoma, is an occurrence described as possible but so remote as to be considered an exceptional event. There is a possibility of failure in the performance of the procedure, which may occur if there are anatomic changes of the spine, obesity, or in case of poor cooperation of the parturient. Other pharmacological options may be considered in these cases.
Is it dangerous?
No, it is not dangerous for you or the child. On the contrary, it can contribute to your well-being during childbirth.
Is it painful?
No, the needle is introduced after performing local skin anesthesia.
Will I actively participate?
Yes, the loss of painful sensation does not exclude the perception of contractions and push and does not reduce expulsive force. On the contrary, pain control can enable you more peaceful participation and collaboration.
Can I change my mind?
Yes, you will be able to withdraw consent at any time, even if a catheter has already been placed. Simply discontinue medication.
Will I have to stay in bed?
No. Apart from the short periods of observation following the administration of medication, you will be able to move freely.
Will the obstetrician or the gynecologist be around me?
Yes.
Yes. Analgesia will be performed by the anesthetist directly in the delivery room unit with the entire team at your disposal. The anesthesiological examination. The anesthesiological examination is of great importance for the safety of the mother, the baby, and the anesthetist who will then have to perform the procedure. It can be performed from the 36th week of pregnancy and can be booked by calling the centralized booking center, being in possession of the medical request and health card. On this occasion, the anesthetist, at the end of the interview, will ask for informed consent to the agreed procedure, required by law. At the anesthesiological examination, bring with you a recent and complete blood count test with platelet count and coagulation profile, PT, PTT, INR, and fibrinogen. All examinations performed during the pregnancy. The referral from the general practitioner or gynecologist for analgesic therapy examination. Question: pregnancy. Any documentation of clinical significance prior to pregnancy. Birthing class. Frame the QR code and follow the link to view a video tutorial on analgesia in labor.